Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Miran Valbrun joins us right now, senior employee relations professional, an employment lawyer, author of #MeToo, a practical guide to navigating today's cultural workplace revolution. Good morning.
Hello, Tommy. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time with us. And we thought we'd talk about Joe Biden and you know, I think some of the questions here are, I don't think anybody's ever said it's sexual harassment or assault. I think they're saying that he made them feel uncomfortable, and I don't know that anyone's come forward and said that he made them feel uncomfortable more than once, but is it all about the way the person perceives it, regardless of intent?
Yes, so that's definitely the issue here, right? Impact versus intent. So to start, I think it's commendable that Joe Biden has posted a video saying that he'll be more mindful of personal space. When I look at the accusations, you have women coming forward saying that they didn't feel comfortable with how they were being touched, but they also say that they didn't feel like they were being sexually harassed or that harassment was Joe Biden's intent. So in a workplace context, if a woman comes forward with the same sort of concern, I might not even investigate it as a sexual harassment complaint in the first instance, but rather approach it as a coaching opportunity, depending on whether the person who is being complained about had any prior warnings or complaints, et cetera.
You know, I know this is not your bailiwick, but I wonder, where does politics focus come into play in all of this? Because it would seem as though if it were a one-time-only offense and they meant no harm to Joe Biden at all, there would be no need to really, as you just said, if it was a corporate environment, you wouldn't necessarily sanction anybody. You might have a conversation with them. And I don't know why this was brought forward publicly. Why, if when they were offended, they didn't just call Mr. Biden or somebody with him and say, you know, probably you should watch this and not do that because I took it this way.
Well, you know, the public sphere versus the corporate company sphere is very different when it comes to Me Too and to intent versus impact, because, you know, the court of public opinion and the due process that might be associated with that is very different from what happens in the private or company space, right? And so that being said, I think the politics adds a whole different layer in terms of perception, in terms of some of the competing interests that might be involved. And also, you know, when I relate it to sort of the corporate company sphere, that is the first question that I ask somebody who might be complaining about feeling uncomfortable is, did you tell them that you were uncomfortable? And, you know, sometimes the answer is no, because I didn't think that I was able to in that moment because I felt threatened, or, you know, there might be a good reason why in the space that individual did not raise their concern. But it is like an initial inquiry, like, you know, did you share that with the individual? Because especially given this sort of set of facts and circumstances where the accusers are saying that they didn't feel that they were being sexually harassed per se, but rather that he was more so just kind of invading their personal space in a non-sexual way, you know, then especially in this type of situation, I think that it would have been important to share that with the individual just so that they had the information. And then if they then did not redirect after having that information, then that's a whole different, you know, story.
So here in New Orleans, we are a very affectionate society. We do a lot of hugging. And I'm just wondering, well, first off, to the listeners, I would ask them, could any of us really stand up to today's political touch test? I will ask you, Miranda, have the parameters changed in terms of the political touch test? Are people less sensitive than they used to be? And if you live in an environment as we do here, is it better in today's culture just not to touch anybody at all? And as Nancy Pelosi said, stick to the arm length handshake?
You know, I think that it does make sense to err on the side of caution. I'm based in Miami, and, you know, it can be very affectionate as well. I've seen people greet each other with a kiss on the cheek when they enter the workplace, which is, you know, very different from some of the sensitivities that I might see in New York, where I'm previously from. But, you know, I say that if there is any question, err on the side of caution. You know, allow others to initiate that sort of touching and then only reciprocate if you're comfortable to do so and to the extent that you want to, you know. And so, again, if you're entering a sort of a new environment, a new place, if there's any question whatsoever, don't do it.
Somebody texted in and said they often, when they fear they've offended a woman, directly or indirectly, will just touch them on the arm and say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean any offense. But are they then, in essence, I guess, double jeopardy? Are they committing a second offense to try to fix the first?
Well, you know, that's where a little bit of emotional intelligence comes in. If the individual has basically said that they were uncomfortable with the first approach, and then you double down and touch them again on the arm or the hand to say you're sorry, then that's probably not the wisest way of approaching an apology.
Well, I didn't read the entire text because I couldn't. I think what they were referring to is if you say something that would affect a person's performance or that could be misinterpreted as you're not doing your job properly, like a little pat on the arm and say, no, I didn't mean that. I think that's the context they meant.
Okay. So again, I rather err on the side of caution and not do that, especially if there's no context for thinking that that would be okay, like past interaction or just sort of the way that folks interact in the company.
Thank you, Maran Valbrun, Senior Employee Relations Professional, an employment lawyer, author of #MeToo, A Practical Guide to Navigating Today's Cultural Workplace Revolution.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.